off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to show you, if I was a pilot and I was on a date, how I would reveal that information.
All
okay?
Right.
Ask me what it is I do.
What do you do for a living, Colonel?
I'm a pilot. Just try it.
I'm a pilot.
Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. She goes up, she goes up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me. We are at Sun Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And by the way, I just met one of the folks that has that Fly Like a Local app here at Sun and Fun. What's your name?
My name is Steve Beekler.
Steve, welcome. And you flew in from Ohio, too.
Yeah.
You're friends with Jess there,
yeah,
right?
Jess and Les both, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you belong to a club that they belong to up there in Ohio as well? What is it?
Les belongs to the club also. It's the Wright Flyers Club, based out of New Carlisle, Ohio. 3 Oscar Hotel Zero. Yeah, just right outside of Dayton and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Well, very nice. And you were telling me it's the oldest club in the country or something?
Well, I understand it. It's one of the oldest operating continuous operating clubs in the country. I believe the year this was 1954 it started out.
Nice. Well, you're enjoying yourself in Lakeland, I assume. You look like you are, at least.
Absolutely. It's a great place to be. Flew in about 4 years ago, and my wife was actually here a couple years ago, and we both were tired now, so we decided we needed to come back down to Sun and Fun, and I encourage everybody to come down if you haven't been here, because it's a great time.
And you're doing it right, because you're camping out under the wing in a Cessna 185. Is that it?
182, yeah.
182,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
We got in early Monday morning, and it was easy coming in. Air traffic controls were great. Everybody on the ground's great. Everybody here is so friendly. And
weather ain't half bad either.
Oh, you know what? I think I can put up with that.
So, yes. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Ohio, not far from where you are. So welcome to Florida.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Enjoy Sun and Fun.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. So, you know, we're getting a little bit of everything here at Sun and Fun. And stuff. So I figured let's talk to him, and then talk to our friends from 4Flight. We got James. James, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, we saw him at the 4Flight booth, as we always check in with our friends there every time. And the reason is we have to stay up to date with what 4Flight's doing, because they keep coming out with new products and elements and things like that. And Dennis and I start talking to James there in the booth, and he shows us a couple of the new items, and I was like, whoa! Here we go, because what's the latest and greatest, as we always do, and you get that constantly, and well, I'll throw it at you, and you can tell everybody else listening right now, James, what's going on with 4Flight?
Well, thanks so much. The big news for us this Sun and Fun is in the upcoming release, we're going to have something we call Emergency Glide, and this is essentially an extension of the Glide Advisor, which you lovingly, I'm looking at Dennis, lovingly called the Amoeba. So hopefully everybody out there flies with the Glide Advisor on. And that.
Why do you call it the Amoeba? Because the flight path is not necessarily perfectly round, Dennis, and it looks like an amoeba or what?
That's exactly it, because it's constantly changing. Depending on your altitude and the terrain and the wind, it's changing the dimensions of that glide ring to reflect where you could actually wind up, you know, being able to reach. So it will better identify the possible airports or emergency landing sites based on the headwinds and terrain. You know, obviously, if you're in tall terrain, you can't fly as far forward before you hit the ground. And if the winds are blowing from the west and you're trying to head that way, it's going to slow you down quite a bit.
Now, he has his iPad in front of him. Right now, it looks relatively round, but I'm assuming that's because Florida and we're flat.
Exactly. So we are in Florida, and it's not a very windy day, so it's almost a perfect circle, but there's some other little indents,
just little waves around. It's not a perfect circle, but there's some elements. But that's a pretty cool thing. It's pretty self-explanatory. It just figures out your glide path. Here's the plane in the middle, and that's how far you're going to get if you lose power, right?
Exactly. And we've done two big things to enhance the Glide Advisor. And the first one is, and you can see in the bottom right-hand corner when everybody updates their app in the coming weeks, you'll see a little symbol at the bottom that has it says airports, and it has a number. And essentially what it's saying is you have two airports, at least what I'm looking at now, I have two airports inside of my glide ring that are potential options for me. But you know, better than that is you can tap on these airports on that little capsule on the bottom, and what it'll do is it declutters the map. And imagine you're in a scenario where maybe it's an engine out, or for another reason you just want to get down to the ground quickly. You can tap that. It kind of strips away all the superfluous information you don't need and shows you the glide ring and the airports within that ring. And now they are prioritized for you on the top right in terms of a number of factors. So it, you know, the primary factor is kind of where are you going to arrive AGL over that airport. But it also thinks about other things, the wind, the weather, the runways, and essentially provides you a list in order of the options you have. And as you think about this and imagine, you know, when you're in the midst of this situation in an emergency, you can simply press the activate glide button, and I'll do that here. And when you do, it paints a line between the aircraft and that, and strips away even more information. It just shows you the basic, most critical things you need. What's the CTAF?
Point here to land, yes, pretty much. Exactly. It just simplifies everything.
Exactly. And so now you can focus on troubleshooting, you know, so aviate, navigate, communicate, you know, focus on aviating, focus on getting where you need to go, and then troubleshoot, and then hopefully a positive outcome.
Yeah, that's really nice. And then the other overlay is, like, is this part of the Amoeba 2?
Right,
well, when I say, like, glide, that's not your lingo, that's Dennis' lingo.
You and your listeners can call it an Amoeba, but it's a glide advisor.
Glide advisor, right, on for flight, okay.
So the question then becomes, like, if there are no airports within the glide range, what does it tell you? And what it will do is it will bring up a layer. And this is a map layer that exists in the app when you download it. It's static. But what it does is it brings up a map layer that shows you possible landing sites. It really shows you three things. It'll show you in green possible landing areas. It'll show you the roads. It'll show you power lines. Those possible landing areas are derived from an algorithm that and a data set that the team came up with. And there's a kind of an order of operations in terms of how we determine that. And you can imagine, the first step of that is just kind of binary. Just, is this a possible landing area, or is it completely, are there buildings there? Are there row crops? Are there forests, right? And so then it provides, then it looks at that area and then goes into deeper detail, the topography, like there's no like steep terrain and other elements, and kind of works through and then gives you an option. So now you can actually point the aircraft, at least to start the process, as you're thinking through where you want to do an off-field landing, and give you a much better leg up on being able to find something.
I mean, it was impressive when he pulled it up and we were watching this, because you know, you can look out the window. That's the first thing you do. You're like, okay, I got to put this thing down. Where am I going to do? You can compare it with what ForeFlight is showing you on this layer, and either confirming what you thought would be good, or like it may look at something you say, hey, that's not a green area. I need to look at another area that looks more or confirm what I think I want to go. That is genius stuff right there. You guys are working it and making it safer for people to fly, and hats off to you, James.
Yeah, thanks so much.
ForeFlight.com, check them out, and we got more coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.